Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
King Klong ain't got nothing on me.
Well, actually, there's a couple of people that have something on Kling Kong. Donovan Klingon has been named to the second team All-Rookie.
Little bit of a surprise. I thought he had a decent chance of doing it, but I thought maybe one of the other bigs would squeeze him out. They ultimately end up going with five bigs across both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Which
Zach Edey on the first team.
And Alex Sarr.
Alex Sarr, first team. Mm-hmm. Also making the first team were Stephon Castle, the rookie of the year, made it. Wow, good for him.
Unanimous.
Surprising.
100 first team votes.
Yeah. Zachary Arizashe and Jalen Wells. Jalen Wells.
He had a really good season.
Probably the one guy that people didn't expect to be on one of these teams at the beginning of the year. Yeah. He is on it.
And Jared McCain would have made this had he not gotten hurt, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Second team, Matis Buzelis of the Bulls.
Big, big push, basically post January 15th on.
And then here's your run of Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. Former Blazer great, Bub Carrington.
There you go.
Well, on draft day.
Indeed.
And then Donovan Klingon,
mm-hmm.
former Duck, turned Indiana Hoosier, turned Miami Heat, Kal-El Ware.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yves Missy
mm-hmm.
making the second team. So Klingon, Ware, Missy, bigs on the second team.
Mm-hmm.
Edey Sarr on the first team. Five bigs. Return of the big man.
Isaiah Collier just missed out on the last spot, tying for one of the spots, which you can tie and make a team. Brandon Roy and Jorge Garbajosa tied for the first team in Brandon's rookie year.
Okay.
So... The thing about all rookie teams is, I just want to give you a couple guys here.
Was Ron Holland anywhere close?
I believe he finished fourth for first off, if I remember right.
Because, I mean, Ron Holland was obviously a high lottery pick. People had very high hopes of Ron Holland as he was coming out of Duncanville High School before he went and played
he
in the
third
G League Ignite. But he came on more at the end of the year and played a role on a good team, and that's why people saw him a little bit more than others.
The only guy who was close was Collier. He missed it by one. He got 52 total points.
All right.
Bub Carrington got 53. After that, you had Filipowski, Holland, and Connect at 19, 17, and 17 total points.
All right. Does this say more about anything about Donovan Klingon being on the second team? Or would it? You think it says more about, look, that pivot that we've been talking about for a couple of years now to the game getting more physical mm-hmm. as everything transitions so far to outside, perimeter-oriented, shooting threes, it's getting closer to the rim, five big men on the top two teams.
Yeah, I think it does play a part of it, but it was also that class was a very much, it was big heavy.
Ding, 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 ding.
That was a big part of it, and you don't often, I mean, think about that. You mean, you've got Sarr at 7 foot, you've got Ware at 7 foot, you've got DC at 7'3", Yves Missy's 6'11", like, just a lot of really big dudes. And if you look at this class, it's very short on big men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're talking like true dyed-in-the-wool big men, it's just Malawach, who's, again, 7'2", 7'3". He's enormous, but...
It's kind of skinny.
Thomas Sorber is, you know, 6'9", 6'10". Derek Queen is 6'9", 6'10". Like, there's not a ton of guys in this class that are huge. And then next year's class, 2026 class, is loaded with wings. It's just cyclical. You'll kind of see that. But, no, I think it does play a part in it, though, as far as, like, getting bigger. Scarcity always plays a part in that. There's just the less dudes on the planet that are that big. But I've seen a lot of people, you know, get upset or bothered by all rookie teams. I want to highlight a couple here. Giannis Antetokounmpo finished second team all rookie behind guys like Mason Plumlee and Trey Burke.
Hmm.
Langston Galloway was an all rookie team member. You just kind of go through the list.
Trey Burke had
like,
a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So did Blazer great, Mason Plumlee.
Yogi Ferrell was a second team all-rookie player. Jamal Murray and Jaylen Brown also on that second team.
I don't think the commissioner is going to like this, Yogi.
Yeah, there you go. Landry Shamet was a...
Was that Coach K or was that...
A little Coach K, a little boo-boo.
Yeah. I thought you were going Coach K at
They blend
first.
Together a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I love Duke.
I mean, Bones Highland and Chris Duarte were all rookie team members. I mean, you can see some guys that pop up on here pretty regularly and you're like, oh, right. Here's the 2011-12 all rookie team. Kenneth Faried, Kyrie Irving, Ricky Rubio, Klay Thompson. You're like, all right, pretty good. And then tied for first. There's a three-way tie for first or for the last spot on the all rookie team. Brandon Knight, Amon Shumpert, and Kawhi Leonard. One of those is not like the others.
Mm. Yeah.
Marshawn,
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Marshawn Brooks,
Kawhi
Chandler
Leonard
Parsons.
Good. Amon Shumpert had a moment.
No, he had moments. Amon Shumpert like, is a very like
serviceable guy.
I hate that we talk about guys who aren't all-stars. Like, if you have a 10-year career in the NBA, you were in like the 1% group of like, you're good. You're good.
And these are all first-team guys, right?
Yes.
If there are five stars in a draft class, that's more impressive than anything else. Like that draft class that you just said, the fact that there are four of them that you're like, damn.
Well, dude, 2017-18, Donovan Mitchell, Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, Kyle Kuzma, Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, that's a good
That's
one.
Your first team. Hell, here's your first team for the next year.
All right.
Luka, Trey, DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson, then Marvin Bagley. Your second team.
Ooh, Marvin.
SGA, Colin Sexton, Landry Shamet, Mitchell Robinson, Kevin Huerter.
Oh. Yikes.
I mean, there's
hit and miss. Draft classes matter, man.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's littered with really good players.
And the whole
some
like first or second team, like 2019-20. Ja, Kendrick Nunn, Brandon Clark, Zion, Eric Paschal. Then you've got second team, Tyler Herro, Terrence Davis, Kobe White, PJ Washington, Rui Hachimura. Like, you will find guys that pop up on first teams, you're like, Then you find a guy on the second team, you're like, that guy ended up being pretty damn good. Or they completely fall off a cliff.
This seems like it's a good nod for Donovan Klingon. And I think that one thing that people saw out of him were there were flashes of it being there. Conditioning was a problem throughout the entire rookie season for Donovan Klingon.
Yeah, it really wasn't until late January, that he really started. I mean, obviously, the MCL was a prohibitive factor in that. But, I mean, DC was very open about it in his exit interview. He said, I finally got myself in shape. He didn't say, oh, the coach didn't play me or this, that, or the other. He just, like, it was so funny because so many Blazers fans are like, why isn't he playing more? It's this, it's that. It's like, no, Donovan wasn't in shape. You could hear it from his teammates. You could hear it from his coaches. You could hear it from the front office. You could hear it from Donovan. They all said the same thing. And once he got in shape, he got more minutes.
Well, also at the beginning of the year, too, there was the logjam of guys that they wanted to play and see with DeAndre Ayton and then also Robert Williams and then Donovan Klingon. Like,
and DC just wasn't capable of playing more than 18, 20 minutes.
All right.
That was it.
And then, you know, injuries happened and Donovan Klingon had to play and did play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he got down to about 285 or 287. I can't remember what it was. But he was over 3 bills for a little bit.
Well, he's 7'3".
Yeah, he's a massive human.
I would say that that's okay.
And he's not built like, you know, Jared Allen. He's not just, you know, cut from stone.
Yeah.
And that'll be interesting to see what he does with his body over the years. Like, does he find a way to really, not lean out, but get a little more muscle on his frame. see how much more impactful he can be.
Yeah.
When I had him on the podcast during the season, I asked him, you know, if anybody had surprised him during the season. Like, not star, didn't have to be anybody. Like, who was somebody you matched up against that was just like, holy crap? And he said Steven Adams.
Well, I would say everybody should say that. That should be an evergreen statement.
Well, he's the strongest guy in the league. And he goes, I've never played somebody that I couldn't move around. And he goes, no matter what I could do, what I did, I couldn't move him around. And I could kind of see the wheels spinning in his head of like, I need to get to that level. Like, that's like, if you're a big in the NBA, you need to be a guy that cannot be moved.
Well, I mean, steroids Donovan Clingan will be very exciting.
I'm all about it. Let's get him on all of the HGH. Yeah.
All right. Well, good job.
No, you like to see this. It was going to be it felt like it was going to be a close call a couple weeks ago, and I was interested to see how this ended up shaking up, because you could have seen Collier get that spot and maybe bump one of the other bigs out, but they ended up giving it to Klingon and going with five bigs. So good for him.
All right. One little note: the Blazers tweeted out earlier he had the third best rookie rebound percentage and sixth best rookie block percentage in league history.
Yeah. That's what I look for.
Yeah.
Led the NBA with 5.9 offensive rebounds per 36 minutes.
Yeah, see? Mark Eaton 2.0.
That's what I look for. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Rebounding and block percentage, Jeff. Yeah.
Well, for a center who's, you know, 7 foot two, 7 foot three, those are kind of key.
No, that's what he hangs his hat on.
That's what I look for.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.